from Portland Sky and Anders. Two-length Celebrity Queen Camel passes. Zutori runs on from Sword of Mercy. Portland Sky's taken the lead. Went to the front. A wall chases Portland Sky at the 100 metres. Led Camel passer and Celebrity Queen's driving. They hit the line. Portland Sky or Celebrity Queen. They've hit it together. Brooklyn Hustle has just tipped out wide from Camel passer. And
Dirty... Oh, what a finish it was. T.O. Nugent on Portland Sky. Dead heating with Celebrity Girl. Now, did he think he'd won on the line? T.O. joins us. Group 1 winning jockey, T.O. Nugent. How are you, T.O.?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, very well, thank you.
What were you thinking when you hit the post?
Look, I actually thought I got beat. I thought Willie Pike had absolutely lifted it and just rolled me on the post. So I let out a little scream under my breath past the post. And we won't say what I said, but... You can imagine. No, I thought I definitely got rolled, but coming back to the post, Strapper grabbed me horse and he goes, I think you've got it. And I said, oh, don't say that. And, it felt for the longest time, the longest wait for them to call a result. But, look, I was quite happy at the end of the day for a dead heat rather than to run second.
Absolutely. Well, there's that unbelievable photo of Willie Pike on Celebrity Queen hitting the line where he's got his hand up on the head pushing the horse's nose down. So you've shared the spoil with an absolute genius of a jockey as well. So for you to have, I suppose, shared your first Group 1 with such illustrious company will be a very memorable moment for the rest of your career.
Oh, definitely, and of all jockeys chasing you down, it's probably the only one you don't want chasing you down is Willie Pike. He can lift one. But no, look, first ride in a Group 1, first win, and especially for Matt Laurie and the team. Like, Matt's got this horse absolutely flying, Portland Sky, and he freshened him right up, 1,200 back to 1,100. He had him really right on the day, and he was good to go. But, it's only settling in now, the feeling.
Well, it's an unbelievable journey for yourself because you haven't been riding for that long. And as you mentioned, your first Group 1 ride, it was your only ride on the day. It's tough to get rides in the current environment, let alone in Group 1 races as well. So were you pinching yourself? Could you believe it once the dust had settled that you're now a Group 1 winning jockey?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I still can't really. It's only just hitting me now, really. It's a beautiful title to go with it. But as you said, it is a very tough time for jockeys, and they were all non-claims all day, and I was very fortunate to have secured the ride Wednesday morning. I thought I might be a little slight chance of riding him with the lightweight, and it was great to find out once we'd secured him on Wednesday, to get the ride. And I was I'm pretty lucky. I'm a natural lightweight. I walk around about 52 kilos, so it wasn't that hard at all. I just had to watch what I was eating, and I got down to the weight very easily.
Your mum and dad are both immersed in the racing game as well. What were their reactions like when you got to catch up with them?
It was great. My mum was meant to fly down, but due to the borders shutting and corona and everything, she couldn't fly down. But my dad and little brother were there, and just great to have everyone there on the day and just caught up with them. And my old man, he's a very hard man, and I couldn't believe he had a little tear rolling down his face. He's a man of not many emotions, but it made me laugh when I caught up with him later on.
That is beautiful. And what about the horse himself, Portland Sky? Gosh, he's probably been underrated. He's only had 7 starts. To win an Oakley Plate at your 7th start, he's now won 4 of 7, and he was up there in the middle of the hot speed the entire way. It was an unbelievable performance.
It was, Bookie. He did go into the race pretty underrated. He had beautiful credentials going into it. Obviously winning the 2 races, especially last start, the Group 3, Manfred Stakes, and then going back to Mooney Valley. So he went in there with 2 Group 3s under his belt. And my only query was the horses he'd been beating were like A-Star and Tagaloa horses that run over 1,400 to a mile. But in saying that, he had put the riding on the wall. He got in 8.5 kilos lighter. I got him with 50. And that was it too. But chatting to Matt Laurie before the race, he goes, look, mate, he's not a very good breathing horse. He's a bit thick in the wind. So just flow through him, go through his gears, and look, he'll give you a good ride. Just hope he's sharp enough for him. So, look, once he began really well, I was in 2 minds whether to take a sit or not. But I didn't want to restrain him and take him back half a length to a length, thinking that I might not be able to make this up. But I was so wrong. Once I pushed a button, he exploded underneath me. And I just couldn't believe how responsive he was. When I pushed a button at about the 200 or 300, he just electrified. He really took off. And he's a lovely horse going places.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you'll be well to do a saddle, no doubt. There'll be plenty more fun times ahead with Portland Sky. Well done again, Teo. You represent yourself so well every time you speak to us in the media. It's great to see you get your opportunity and take it with both hands. Welcome to the exclusive club as a Group 1 winning jockey.
Thank you very much, Michael.